Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Bob Corbett recounts the joke about the cowboy with the arrow sticking through his chest. "It only hurts when I laugh," he quipped. It's an old story, and for doctors, it is even an older problem. The problem is suffering, more narrowly defined as pain. It is something like the weather. Almost everybody talks about it, but the only person who really knows what it's all about is the individual who is experiencing it. We sometimes refer to an individual we dislike as a pain in the neck. It demonstrates something of the nature of pain, often hard to diagnose, even harder to treat. Pain and suffering fall into two basic categories that are often intertwined: that which is physical and that which is emotional. Who can say which is worse? Because what you suffer emotionally can be just as painful and devastating as anything you ever suffer physically. Some time ago, a strapping 6'3" giant of a man physically sat in my office and described a period of mental anguish he had gone through. He held his head and bent his strong shoulders over as he blurted out, "I've endured a living torment of hell these last few months." Going beyond the pain and estrangement you feel when suffering knocks at the door of your life, there's a deeper issue. Where does God fit into the picture of your pain and suffering? Is he disinterested? Has he left you to your own fate? Does he take the attitude, "Okay, you caused your problem, now work through it yourself"? Or does the heart of God go out to you in compassion when you face a period of suffering? In no uncertain terms, the Bible says God is vitally concerned with you. You as a person, not as a statistic or computer data entry, not as a number, but an individual made in the image of God. Suffering strips you of the veneer of respectability we have. It lays bare our very souls. And that's when you learn the most important lesson in life. God is not a disinterested deity way out there somewhere. He sent his son on an expedition to find you in the gutter, in the doctor's office, biting your nail, wondering what's ahead, in the darkness of the night as you ask yourself, is there any point in going on? There is no theological test so great as to face suffering and then see the hand of God reach down to you where you are, rescuing you from the pit of darkness and despair. It is there that you learn that your extremity, your difficulty, is an opportunity for God to show you his power, his love, and his great concern. Remember, Jesus sought the one lost sheep, showing us that God has no throwaway children. Through suffering, you learn that you are still important to him when you have all but given up on yourself. Suffering will do one of two things. It will either drive you closer to God, or it will drive you further away. It will not do both. It depends on where you put yourself in relationship to suffering. Put it between you and God, and you're the loser. But put yourself between suffering and God, and it will drive you closer to him. Like a refiner's fire, it will burn the dross out and leave you as pure gold, ready to be fashioned into the image of his likeness. Suffering is one of those things you would never choose. But once you have gone through the valley, you would not trade what you have learned for anything in all the world. Of this, you can be sure.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.